Today we're doing the 16th paragraph in the third Mamar. Lo shiflus Yisrael kishehim bezuyim ushfalim ata ro'ata v'lo merachamanus aleihem. You're not seeing the lowliness of the Jewish people. You're not seeing Hashem's mercy or pity for them. Mima'akeinavshecha shiraso Yishas chayel ola'ata. You're not just seeing that the song of Yishas chayel is coming from a sense of depression and lowliness. Ragadlus ata ro'at. You see greatness. Hakol batel in olam bein geshem aluchal arts kvodo v'zehu hakol. The physical world is not. Nothing is meaningless in comparison to Hashem. Hashchina im ivareha shehim nishmos Yisrael him ha'ikar v'yakol. The Shechina and our bodies, our limbs, which serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the main thing. Ani amarti alokim atem v'gam es hatzmecha b'shazo ma'ad li'achon mimnei alokim ataroeh. I say that, right, Hashem says, I am your God. And at that moment, right, we're able to glimpse HaKadosh Baruch Hu a little bit. Hashchina k'neses Yisrael shochenes b'chav yataba. Right, the Shechina is within Klal Yisrael, within each individual. Lo oneg v'lo simcha ata margesh v'sha zo rag bitol ha'atzmias l'fi matzavecha. It's not that you feel joy or happiness, but you feel a sense of nullifying your essence, of being part of something greater. Ta'ara v'aliyah yoser me'erkecha v'yashrecha v'tov lach b'zeu v'alba. You feel a sense of purity, you feel a sense of elevation more than what your actual value is when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will be beneficial for you both in this world and in the world to come. We'll stop here for now, we'll pick up with the 17th paragraph tomorrow.